Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Ooh. Each episode, we invite a third party to join us in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hey, Murph.
Oh, hello, Diana.
How are you?
I'm doing really well, actually.
Is it autumn? You're wearing plaid.
I know. I'm trying to cheat the seasons. I don't think it's autumn yet, but this fucking shirt feels great.
We're getting there. Who else do we have in studio today?
Who else other than the two of us and our lovely producer, Taylor Moore? Well, I'll tell you, he's a writer and performer on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. He's also appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman.
His one-man sketch comedy show, Arthur Meyer Rock and Roll, is currently running at the UCB Chelsea Theater here in New York City. Hi, Arthur.
Hi, guys. I'm really excited to be in the bed with you.
Oh, these silk sheets are nice.
Yeah, this is a comfortable bed.
Your name is in your sketch show, so the big reveal of our guest.
It was ruined, yeah.
So thanks for that.
Yeah.
Oh, so Arthur, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, overall, pretty good.
You're also wearing a Halloween shirt, which is an autumn
outfit. I am. This is a shirt I designed, actually. It says Halloween, November 6th, 2009.
Wow.
Yeah. Rewriting history with that shirt.
Yeah. I think recently I've been getting really into lies, like with comedy at least. Like,
yeah.
To me, the funniest things are just lies.
Just blatant lies.
Yeah.
So truth in comedy is just out the window for you.
A little bit.
It's like, run its course, really.
I definitely still believe in truth in comedy, but sometimes I think lies. I think just because everyone these days is being so honest in comedy, it catches me off guard when someone lies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We got to always stay one step ahead, I think, of the audience.
So if they're
expecting truths and you start telling them Halloween is in November, their heads are going to roll.
Yeah, I know.
In a good way.
Lying about things that just don't matter is really funny.
Yeah. Because
there's absolutely no motivation.
Too. Yeah.
Well, now we like to wine and dine our guests because we're a classy show here. Mm-hmm. So we like to have people over and really, really show them a good time. And we asked you what you wanted to sip on in the studio. Mm-hmm. And you said whiskey on the rocks or gin and tonic. So you're flexible.
Oh, yeah.
We went whiskey on the rocks.
I think this was a
folks.
Great choice. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Yeah.
It's a Woodford. It's a bourbon. It's a bourbon whiskey, a Kentucky bourbon.
This was an engagement present.
This was. This is a Kleinman, Matthew Kleinman.
Matthew Kleinman.
You should make sure to mention what kind of container it's in.
Oh, yes. He gave us a very large bottle of Woodford, so we weren't going to bring the whole thing around with us. So we poured a little bit into a Schweppes, an empty 20-ounce plastic Schweppes.
And now we're drinking out of plastic kitty cups.
Yes. So it's pretty much the classiest way to enjoy a fine bourbon.
So you made a lot of famous people in your job. Right?
I've met some famous people.
You get to rub snouts with the famous.
Yeah. That's how you introduce famous people. Famous. Isn't that how they do it in Hollywood? Just rubbing snouts.
Rubbing snouts with the famous.
Is that an Eskimo kiss? Do you Eskimo kiss?
You can Eskimo kiss.
Yeah. Yes, that is an Eskimo kiss.
Yeah, that's...
They don't want their tongues sticking together or some... I don't know why they do it. I just... That was a lie in comedy. That's what
that is. Interesting. Is that why that's...
Because I mean, I'm going to say it is. Yeah. I'm going to stand behind that nonsense. Yeah.
Wait, that's a lie?
That they don't want their tongues to stick together, so they kiss with their noses.
Oh, because
of the cold. It's like the tongue to a pole. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So do you meet any girls?
Do I meet any girls that...
Have you ever met anyone other than a man in the studio?
No, I mean, like, does your job help facilitate, like, dating?
No.
Or romance?
I would say it helps facilitate the opposite of it, because the hours are so long that the only women I could possibly meet there would be other people that I work with.
Right.
And I'm really not... I've never been... in my life attracted to the people that I work with. Like, I'm attracted to them, but I think there's just something about, like, any work setting that's just kind of naturally depressing.
Well, and you, like, know what their farts smell like.
Exactly, yeah. You, like, see that, yeah. And
they have, like, mayonnaise on their face.
Yeah, yeah.
Stinky mayo faces.
I imagine, like, if you're holed up with someone writing, you're, like, it's past that, like...
Yeah.
Looking nice, acting nice, like you're just kind of...
It's true. Although sometimes, occasionally there will be a guest that is on the show that I'm attracted to, and I'm always tempted to go up and, you know, talk to them. I remember Zasha Mamet from Girls.
Oh, Girls, yeah.
She was on the show, and I had never seen Girls at that point. And
Hide in her dressing room?
I wanted to. I was so attracted to her, and I was like, oh, man, I wonder if I could, like, introduce myself. But I didn't do that.
Oh.
I should do that, though.
You should.
Yeah.
Well, not after that Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Well, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that was
Sorry, Zosh.
Sorry.
Do you guys ever imagine men, like, You ever look at a man and you just imagine them having a vagina?
Oh, I jumped the gun. Oh,
yeah. And or a girl having
a penis.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but yeah. I think more often I imagine a man opening his shirt and having breasts.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's something that was like in a couple like weird 80s movies. Uh-huh. No, like I can't picture it now, but it's some like it's like a comedic
just
trope.
One of the
it's,
guys,
like, really
yeah.
Cheesy. Yeah. Yeah, and I like think that I picture that as like a thing.
A man's just going to very handsome man's going to walk into the room and rip his shirt open and have amazing D-cup breasts.
Yeah.
That's a fantasy we can all slip into, I think. I do imagine genitals a lot though. I do see people and think of their genitals.
Their genitals, yeah. Genitals. I always think that when I watch basketball, like, because the men are so big, so I just imagine their genitals
just
like flopping around. Yeah.
And if those shorts ever get short enough, they go. Because I think we saw, but now, I mean, the trend has been longer shorts in basketball. Mm-hmm. But back in the 80s, I feel like Jeff Hornacek once or twice, you saw the tip come out
of
the bottom.
His dick, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm one
wait,
of those,
really?
One of those. I mean, that's just in my mind.
I'd love to see the footage.
I'd have to go
on
back
that.
To the tape.
Yeah. That'd be so great if just every, like two times every game, you see, like, a different player's dick kind of.
That
just,
would
just like
be
peek out of the
so
shorts.
Great.
That would add another element. Yeah.
I would love more penises in basketball.
Well, and no one watches it, so that would really get people involved.
That's no true. One watches yeah. it. The NBA is floundering big time.
It's a dead sport.
They need more dicks exposed.
I feel like this is a good segue.
It's a great segue into sexy science. So this segment, what we do here is we...
Ripped from the headlines.
We tear articles from the headlines that combine our loves of both all things sensual and all things scientific.
Hearts and parts.
The hearts and the parts. And this thing here is... this is from... this is a study that was done at the Institut de Ville-Saint-Thierry in France.
De Ville-Saint-Thierry en France.
A tout à l'heure. that's me leaving the room. So this is a French study that is Frenchmen are not producing as much sperm as they used to. This is the study that was done. So they took between 1989 and 2005, they took average 35-year-old Frenchman semen and they tested it, and it fell from about 74 million to 50 million. That's the number of sperm in 1 milliliter.
It's a decrease of 32%.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that's fine. It's still in the normal range, but the problem is if it keeps happening.
If it keeps going down.
Yeah, and they've tested it. There's other ways. It's New Zealand, India, Israel, and...
Tanzania?
No.
Some other place.
It's happening a lot of places, basically. And they think it's diet and environmental factors. But they're like, what's going to happen when there aren't any sperm?
Huh.
So in, because what's that, 89 to 2005? So that's, I'll do the math on that, 15, 20, whatever, some odd years. so that's not that long. So
16
if
years.
That trend continues,
yeah.
I think by like 2030, there'll be no more.
French babies.
What's the thing with sperm? Is sperm kind of like, I mean, 50 million still sounds like a tremendous amount of
sounds
sperm.
Sounds like a lot, right?
Because
it only takes one, correct?
Well, but
yeah,
they said
right?
The numbers have also gone up of like deformed sperm. So like it's like everything bad. Like the count's going down and they're all like,
and
weird
deforms,
and they're swimming backwards. And
oh,
like
really?
It's just, it's not like the right cocktail. To
they're swimming
make
backwards?
A baby.
They're
yeah.
swimming backwards. They're not talking to each other anymore, and if I know anything about the opening credits of Look Who's Talking, the sperm chatted up a lot.
Yeah.
They're chatty sperm.
Now they just play video games. They're very isolated. No,
damn.
it's weird, and they're like saying it's environmental stuff, but they actually don't really know what it is.
I wonder,
scary.
Do you have any idea how many million of sperm you have?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't even know how you...
How many sperm do you have, Arthur?
I mean, if I had to guess, I would say... somewhere between 50 and 74 million. I don't know.
That's a fair guess.
That's a
guess.
Pretty safe guess.
I mean, I know they're very small.
Yeah.
You know,
they're hard to count when
they're
they come
hard to
out.
Count.
They come out so fast.
I've never been able to
and
count
they stick
them.
Together.
No. I get to like six and then I lose track.
One, two, three.
Well, this is weird to me because the U.S., like, obviously we're like covered in chemicals and we're disgusting. We eat genetically modified food and like, sit on top of our TVs.
Yeah, we're
but France, bags. Like, I think of as not that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't even, like, pasteurize shit, and they, like, don't allow any genetically engineered foods into their market. And,
right.
Like, I just don't think of it as a place where they would be, like, eating all this poison, and then their bodies would stop working.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be us.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah.
I, like, sniff pens. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's a pastime, or a present time.
Well, I do other stuff, too.
Right. But yeah. That included, I think you're,
I could definitely imagine some study that would say, like, Americans have the most unhealthy sperm.
Yeah. The weirdest.
Like, obese.
Well,
I read
recently that women's breasts,
yeah,
this is really scary, women's breasts are just, like, sponges for shitty environmental factors. Like if you live in a city, uh-huh. your breasts are just filled with pollution. Oh, and they're man. Like, it's really dangerous with cancer and with breastfeeding. So I actually read this and was like happy that bad stuff happens to men too.
That yeah. there's an equalizer.
Is that wrong?
No, I always feel, guilty or apologetic on behalf of the male gender.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah, we get away with a lot.
We get away with a lot.
It's, and... Yeah, it's nice to know that yeah. we're slowly losing our sperm
yeah.
and breasts are falling off on women. We're going to be in bad shape, I think, in about 50 years. But
yeah.
who knows what kind of babies we'll be producing. But yeah, this is
not French babies.
No, I've had, they didn't tell me in terms of how many million sperm I had, but I had my sperm tested once when I had health insurance. I got, I have a varicose
Stop
seal.
Stop bragging.
Hey, I once had health insurance for a couple years working at a mental institution, and they gave me good insurance. But I had my sperm tested because I had this vein in my scrotum that I would, whenever I'd masturbate or be playing with my balls or whatever.
It looks weird.
Yeah, it's like a thick vein, mm-hmm. and it looks kind of like a spider veins in an elderly person's leg that you would see. So it's like very, and I was, of course, as soon as I found this out, I was a little concerned.
Sure.
And I was fortunate enough to have insurance, so I went to a urologist and got it peeped at, and he was just like, no, this is pretty common,
uh-huh.
And it's most common on the left side, and it's just like an enlarged vein, but it
happens to lots of guys.
Hey, look, it's pretty normal, yeah. But yeah, so anyway, the sperm could somehow sometimes be cut off from coming in, so you'd have lower sperm count.
Oh, I see.
So I got mine tested just to see, because then they'll do an operation, because sometimes it could cause you to be for sterility, or is that, what is my...
Sterility?
Yeah, yeah.
That sterility. Sounds right.
But yeah, so he's like, sometimes people get an operation to open up the vein and let more sperm come out. So mm-hmm. they tested me and he
Turn
said, you're
sterility
fine.
Into fertility.
Yeah. So I had a jazz in a cup, old school style, and they had just like terrible, awful magazines. They actually offered in this doctor's office, there were pornographic magazines, no videos. And this was before smartphones. So uh-huh. I just had to like be in there for a while, just, you know, getting it out. And then they told me it was like fine. It was in a little on the lower side of average, but
well,
it was
but
fine.
Has it been 16 years? Because you might not have any sperm left.
I may be out of sperm. This was a while ago. Yeah, this was about 10, less than 10 years ago, 8 years ago, maybe.
Did you use the magazines to assist you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I peeped at him. But then it ultimately just got to... And I also, the good thing was they told me before the test, like, don't masturbate for... I think there was like a window. That, like, you shouldn't masturbate 5 days before, but it shouldn't be more than a week.
Oh, interesting.
So I had to get on this masturbatory schedule before the appointment. And then I had to, yeah, I had to ejaculate. So it was helpful that I didn't come in 5 days.
It's weird how you still use that calendar.
No, you know what? I'm
it's
sticking
on the
to my
fridge,
guts. If the
like,
doctor tells
someone
me
someone had a big day. I can tell because of the
and
colors.
Just Xing it off, yeah.
Have you ever donated sperm?
I've never donated sperm.
I've never done that either.
Me neither. No.
Yeah. I wonder if they would accept my sperm because some people, they say, no. Nah,
they
got to
like
it.
Test it, make sure it's
okay. Yeah, make sure
okay.
it's good quality.
Yeah.
You can sell your eggs for a bunch of money, but it's like super invasive and crazy.
Yeah.
Like you have to be on like this crazy health regimen. And it's like very...
What is it, like $20,000 or something?
Bad. You can get up to 40 if you have like a good genetic thing going on.
Wow.
But most people don't. Like, they're looking
yeah.
for, like, pure...
Would you ever do that or no?
I mean, it depends, like, how desperate I was for drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just... Yeah, I think, like, if you're really down and out, you, like, would sell your eggs.
Although,
yeah.
another... Even if you're doing okay, just a 40 grand, that's like, fuck, it'll take a nice vacation.
Yeah. Kind of, but like I said, it's really invasive.
That's
like,
true.
Dudes just
that's
jizz
true.
In a cup, but women, you have to do all these tests. Like,
hey,
you
dudes
can't
have
drink.
To get on a schedule where they can not come
oh,
for 5 days.
We have...
Oh, man. The problems that dudes have and the
it's
problems
so
that our listeners have as
well.
Well,
yeah, we've helped some French men. Let's help some other people
mm-hmm.
in listener love.
Listener mailbag.
I was going to say, I think we really helped some French men with that. Last.
Yeah, we were like, what's up with their dicks? Moving on. Okay, in listener love, listeners, which we have like a billion of, call us, they write us, they Facebook us, mm-hmm. they actually come up to us in person sometimes and mm-hmm. ask us questions about their hearts and parts. So we're just going to try to help them out today. Our first question comes from Kat in Louisville via our email, which is menageatrois.radio@gmail.com. Kat asks, me and my boyfriend of 6 years are thinking of renting out another apartment in our building so we can each have our separate places. The apartments are directly across the hall from each other, and we would obviously still spend tons of time together. He really loves the idea of having our own space, but I'm not sure it's a good idea. Any advice?
Oh, wow. Mm. I've actually thought about this before because I once visited a friend back home in Chicago and went over to her apartment, and she lived with her boyfriend, but they had separate bedrooms in the apartment, which I thought was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how do you like that? And she said it was great. She's like, it's great because sometimes we have, you know, sometimes you sleep over, sometimes you don't, you know?
Yeah, it gives you the option.
Yeah, this to me sounds like a really good idea, but I'm also, you know, the type of person who would just be in favor of
that. You like your own space, yeah.
Yeah, it's very nice to have your own space.
This used to be my, like, fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, there's these millionaires in Portland, Oregon, where I grew up, who got two matching twin, like, Tudor mansions mm-hmm. up on the hill together, and they actually have a tunnel built beneath. And this isn't, like, an old wives' tale. No, this is true. And they have their own mansions, and then they, like, visit each other. And the same idea as having separate rooms or separate studios.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I think that's...
And I was like, that is what I want.
It sounds perfect.
Yeah, I want a partner, but I want to, like, still be... Totally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. Yeah, the apartment thing. I think sometimes it's nice to be on my own. Something about the underground tunnel, though, makes it seem like there'd be a psychological thing where you could go over. Maybe.
That's sexy.
Or seedier. It's like we're sneaking
underground
to see my love. Exactly.
You're running with a candle and you're like nightgown and you're like breasts are lolling. Right? That's like really
that was, I definitely
that
see the
a very
appeal.
Sexy
picture. Wait, do you guys live together?
We have a studio. Right? We have the opposite of this. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a very not that small. It's a fair size studio,
like,
but it's one room.
Sit on the
share.
Toilet at the same time.
We
have we a
try
very
to angle
small
our
apartment.
Whiz so that it can go between each other's legs. I don't know the logistics of it, but
I do.
It works.
Do you ever not want to be sleeping in the same bed?
I'm fine with it. Yeah. I used to like be kind of in my own space mm-hmm. and I would like to, be able to sprawl out and whatever, but I'm very comfortable with it now.
Yeah. I think it's just like what you're used to now. Mm-hmm. That's totally what I'm used to, but I do think I sleep better. Like if I go home and I have a huge bed to myself, and it's probably cause I'm like not in the city and I'm relaxed and I have like great air conditioning. There's probably a lot of factors, but mm-hmm. I feel like I sleep a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, just not.
I snore too. I know.
Yeah.
So that could be an issue for people.
Do you guys sleep like ass to ass or what's the configuration usually?
We
ass to ass is usually
I guess it goes. I guess it goes. Yeah, we rub asses every night before we fall asleep, and then no, I think we usually go. I mean, I toss and turn a lot. I'll sleep.
Yeah.
I don't. I never sleep on my stomach.
I sleep on my back or my side, turned away from you.
Yes.
I rotate sides. I think I go left side to right side. I don't often sleep on my back.
The mm-hmm. only time I think this would be an issue, I think everyone has times when they would like want their own space.
Yes.
I think the problem would come up when you don't and the other person does.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's where like if you are sharing a bedroom, that will never come up because you're both going to eventually end up there.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, oh, babe, I'm going back to my place tonight. And you're like, but I wanted to cuddle.
Yeah,
you know?
That
then
could create
like
some problems.
That.
I think it's just a compatibility thing. Exactly. If you're both the type of people who enjoy your own space, then it would be fine. My grandparents were, my grandfather slept in the small guest room down the hall forever, I guess, which I never even realized until I was older. And I was like, why is Pop-Pop's room? And then they were just like, yeah, he snores a lot. And my grandmother just didn't want to sleep with him. So they just had their own bedrooms in their house forever. So So it worked for them.
Wow.
Although, I don't know, they kind of hated each other. I don't know if it worked for them or not, but the whole marriage was a sham, so who knows?
Also, if you're in Louisville, you can probably afford it, but if you're in New York City, you're like, can't afford it.
Yeah, it's just like a money issue.
No, like you like get into relationships you don't even want to be in for rent
just to shack up.
I don't know what I would say to this person then, because if it sounds like she is not as eager to do this.
There's some hesitancy on her part, it looks like.
Yeah, I don't know what I would say. And this, to me, ends up coming down to the general conundrum of relationships. You know?
Yeah.
It's just...
it's a tricky dance.
Yeah, it's a tricky dance. It's hard. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. I would say try it, but if it does feel like it's like the beginning of the end for you, then just get out of it and stop being in a relationship.
There's your advice, Kat. you can take from that what you want. Yeah, so here's the second question. This comes from Ken in Philadelphia. This is via our Tumblr, which is menageatoisradio.com. I was cast in an indie horror film. My character has a love scene with a hitchhiker. The woman playing the hitchhiker suggested we actually have sex before we shoot, so it feels more realistic on camera. Is this appropriate? Ken.
Is this appropriate?
Yeah, that's
not appropriate, but it might be totally fine.
Hmm.
If they both want to bone, that's fine.
Well, yeah, if you're just boning off the set, then that's one thing. But to suggest that it would be more realistic, I don't know. I think if you're an actor, you just act. Because I remember, the Monsters Ball sex scene, unless I missed out on the juicy goss that Halle Berry and...
Did they really have sex?
Well, I'm saying I don't think they did, unless I missed out on something.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that sex scene, I mean, that was phenomenal. It felt like a real... I mean, there was emotional... context there that was very heavy as well, that added to the sensuality. It was sad and sensual. I just
There's
went to
some
a
really
place.
Good and... sex scenes and well, we were talking about this movie last night.
American Pie.
No.
Did he fuck the pie offset?
No, sorry. Eastern Promises is the other one.
History of Violence.
History of Violence.
Sex scenes.
Yeah,
were...
yeah, those are great sex scenes. And I don't think they really had sex.
Huh, no. Interesting. Well, I was in a movie a few years ago, and I had my character had a girlfriend, and we were supposed to, there's this one scene where we were supposed to make out. And so before the movie started, it was actually her idea to do that, to just like...
Whoa.
So there's no nerves on camera.
Yeah, exactly.
So this actually did happen to you.
Yeah, yeah, except it wasn't sex.
It wasn't sex, right. But you went for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And did it help?
I would actually say it did.
Okay.
I mean, like, and to me, this idea right here has so much appeal, but I think it's mainly because of the sex thing and not the acting thing so much.
Right.
You know? Like, it's hard to imagine that, like, having sex will make you a better actor. Like,
I know.
You just can never see that in, like,
it's
an
a hard
acting
sell.
Guidebook,
yeah.
You know?
Well, I have another,
the
what if
yeah.
they had sex and it was like horrible and
yeah.
really, really awkward.
Oh, yes.
And then they show up to the set and they're just like, there's like trepidation going
That's
into
true.
The scene.
That's true.
Also, I think the fact that you were saying your example is that you were playing a couple, which there should
yes.
be chemistry.
Uh-huh.
But this is, I'm just assuming you pick up a hitchhiker and you guys fuck. In the car or wherever.
Yeah, this
so
would
it
almost
should be
be
a little
benefit.
Awkward.
This
yeah.
would almost benefit from
to not have
spontaneity.
Sex.
Yeah.
I agree with
so
that.
So if it
yeah.
serves, if Ken, if it serves the piece,
yeah.
and it makes sense, then
or
yes.
if it serves your piece,
yeah.
damn.
Heyo. Okay. Third and final question comes from @GreatEscape via our Twitter, which is Menage Radio. What's a reasonable monthly budget for porn?
Hmm.
75
Taylor Moore, our producer, is motioning for zero. He's goose egging that. Is that because there's so much free porn available? Yes. Okay. So so don't pay for porn in 2013 with all your jizz huts and your porn,
yeah,
well, porn hubs and
what would be the benefit of paying for porn?
Well, there are.
Is there like
sites,
paper trail?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are. Well, I think they bill discreetly, but who knows?
Oh, they're like those things where
there's
you
like
can
Naughty
like...
America and there's
yeah.
Reality Kings. There are websites that you pay for one and you get like 13 different sites and they're high quality and full clips.
Okay.
So I think it's like, I don't know. I still don't see the need for it with all the free pornography available. But
yeah.
also it's the same. I guess it's the same logic of do you want to contribute to the industry or not? Because it's like why pay for a movie? Why
yeah.
go to a movie instead of just steal a movie?
I think as long as it's not. Ridiculous, it's fine. I think the problem is if you're like can't pay your rent and you're like paying
yeah.
for a ton of porn.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing with like drugs or alcohol. Or
yeah.
Like, you know, like when it gets becomes
Yeah, as
excessive.
Long as your bills are paid, your responsibilities are taken care of, then spend every cent of your extra money on whatever you want.
On your hobbies. Yeah. So look for
Have
the
you
free...
ever paid for porn? Taylor Moore is not.
I don't think I've definitely never paid for porn.
I once bought, this is going way back, ooh. I once bought an actual
Throwback.
VHS in a from a porn shop. Like
really?
I never paid for porn online. But
yeah.
I have walked into a video store and purchased a video when I was only like 17.
Wow. Do you remember the name of it?
Fake ID. It was L.A. Fashion Girls. Jill Kelly was in there.
Amazing.
Peter North, the legendary Peter North
of course.
And T.T. Boy were
of course.
Both in there. Stacey Valentine, who uh-huh. used to be one of my faves as a younger man. She's very fake looking, fake breasts and all that.
Wait, are you at Greatest Game?
I want to know. Am I spending
you're
too
like,
much
like,
on
no,
pornography?
Every star.
I spent $49.99 when I was 17 years old. That's the other thing. These videos I remember were so expensive back in the day. Like they weren't like a VHS copy of a brand new, like Vivid, you know, one of the major studio mm-hmm. movies were like $40 or $50.
Yeah.
Which is absurd.
Tits. I've never paid for porn, but I have paid for other stuff.
Yeah, like what?
Like a vibrating cock ring.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
Mm-hmm. We put that to use.
Yeah.
Both solo and together.
We've already crossed that bridge on the show.
Do you guys both watch porn?
I don't.
No.
Yeah.
I tried once.
Yeah, have you ever watched it together?
We did once, and it got sad. We went down. So
I just
the
get
problem
depressed.
The
I'm like, what is
sites.
This girl's story? And mm-hmm. then I like get sad.
The
yeah.
problem with
that,
like...
I think about that stuff too.
Well, it's. Yeah. I think the difference is too is online. You get a lot of free stuff. That's what you pay for. I think with the studio pictures
yeah.
is that you get actresses and actors who are really good at appearing like they're into it. The problem with, I think, your Pornhubs and stuff is you get a lot of amateur.
Yeah.
And there's just sad eyes and there's things that you're like, I don't want to be thinking about
this. Yeah,
and I feel for them, but it's at the same time, it's like, I'm clearly here for a purpose.
Yeah.
So that doesn't do it for me at all.
I tried. I like was like, porn, what's up with it? And I like got in bed and like got my laptop out and I like, this is what a ridiculous idiot I am. I just like Googled porn. So I mean, this, I was probably watching the worst possible porn and it was so weird. It looked like 80s like Germany club scene and everyone was wearing mesh and like half fucking and it was like the least. I was like riveted by it because it was like watching a car wreck, you know, but it was not sexy at all.
And if you know what you want, that's why where you go to like pay for pornography, I guess. If you're like, I like sites, you know, there's a what is it? I forget. But anyway, there's sites that are so specific to different things that you would be into that you could pay for versus going down a rabbit hole on some free site. It's just like YouTube. You get on YouTube sometimes and you're watching shit. You're like, I never would have expected.
I watched 16 hours of like koala cubs today. And you're like, what am I doing? But I wouldn't pay for it. Yeah. I wouldn't pay for the koala cubs.
So I'll tell you what, Great Escape. The monthly budget is zero. Just steal all your pornography.
Wow. We really helped a lot of people today.
We did. We did. And people come to us with their questions. And then we love to bring our third lovers in the studio. We like to bring our questions to them as well. So we've got six sections for Arthur Meyer. These are six rapid-fire sex questions.
Okay.
Answer as quickly as possible. Arthur Meyer, number one, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10,000 sexual partners.
What's the sexiest animal?
Horse. Mm.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Probably Zasha Mammoth.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What's the best song to have sex to?
I would say... I know this is supposed to be rapid fire, but there's so many things that are coming to my head right now. I'll just say, just because it was the most recent song I was listening to today, Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
It's a sad love song.
Whoa, my nips just got hard. Arthur, hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Bed.
And what is the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Good sense of humor.
Yeah.
This has been six sections with Arthur Meyer.
Nice.
Any follow-ups?
Well, the follow-ups, horse is a popular, sexy animal.
Yeah, I think, I mean.
What for you does it?
I think they're just, it's just a beautiful, perfect animal. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you just.
They're sculpted.
They're sculpted. You could see their musculature, you know, like.
So graceful.
So graceful, the hair, and they have big fucking horse cocks. Like,
it's just like. That's where I always, that's what I always think of when I think of the horse, is just that big old horse cock.
Like, you think of a female horse, right? Mm-hmm. And you think of a beautiful.
Like, you mean a unicorn?
Yeah, unicorn, yeah. And you think of like a beautiful blind girl, like just caressing the beautiful mane
totally
of a horse.
You know
what I mean? And then you think of a male horse, like big horse with like a big cock.
Yeah. It's a like stallion.
A stallion, exactly.
Stallion
yeah.
and the last unicorn.
Yeah.
The pharaoh.
So I think that's.
Yeah, I think that is the appeal. I also, and just going back to going down rabbit holes in pornography, I think the other reason I think that is it's the animal that I've most often seen having sex.
Yeah.
Because in all of your barnyard fantasy videos, there's just so many horses. It's always when it's a lady, it's always like a lady with a horse, I feel.
Well, did you guys hear about this probably 8 years ago when I was living in Seattle and there was a Boeing engineer who died because he was fucked to death by a horse?
Mm.
Did you guys hear about this? It was a big. They actually made a movie about it called Zoo. It's a really interesting story. Mm-hmm. You should check it out. A documentary. But apparently, all these engineers got together and they all had a similar fetish. And they like would meet up in barns and they would rig up horses so that they would enter their buttholes, but not go too deep to cause problems.
Sure.
And like one of the straps broke one night and the horse cock went all the way into this guy's body and like ruptured everything, and he like bled out and died because he was too embarrassed to go to the hospital. And it uncovered this whole wild thing of these like billionaire Boeing jet engineers meeting up in the middle of nowhere in Enumclaw, Washington state, and fucking horses.
I love whenever stuff like that happens.
I know,
like
anytime
I hear a story
about
death?
This,
just, I mean,
death
just like
by horse cock,
just like crazy shit, like that, you know,
like the truth is stranger than fiction kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You just hear about these, you know, men who are supposed to be, you know, respectable
like
citizens
fields,
and stuff, and you know, it's just proof that everyone is crazy.
What,
you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
What I want to know is, when did the whispers begin? Who was the first engineer that was like, Oh, man.
I kissed a horse and I liked it.
Yeah, it's like, because that has to start. That doesn't just, those like seven dudes or however many people were involved in this ring get up one day and just go, we're all just starting to fuck. Like, there had to be someone who nudged it in that direction.
Definitely,
right?
But there's enough interest to like create a club. The really interesting thing about the film, if anyone wants to check it out, is they take a funny stance on it, like kind of almost taking the point of like, what is weird? Because the whole community freaked out and they really wanted to separate themselves from it. And they're like, we love horses, but we don't love horses.
Yeah.
But they get all, no, but they get all these interviews with Hicks being like, yeah, I brush their hair and like sleep next to them and love them and feed them. But I would never, and they try to like kind of blur that line, which is a hard line to blur.
Yeah. Sure
like to go from like horse ownership to horse loving, but it is done well in the documentary. It makes you like think about like where the line is with like animals, domesticated animals, and like what people are doing with animals anyway.
Well, because is it, and I think I know certainly PETA takes the stance, but I think even outside of PETA there are people who take the stance that their animals can't consent, so even having any kind of sex with an animal is always like you are somehow taking advantage of them. But I feel like it's hard.
No, it just seems like if you were a horse, like you would love any opportunity to have your cock inside someone.
Sure,
maybe, but if you're like tied up,
discerning.
Yeah, but if you're tied up with all these ropes, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
and then you kill a guy by accident with your dick, and you have to live with that every night.
Yeah, well, that horse can never get another boner.
Yeah,
he knows what he did.
Too much horse guilt.
Yeah,
no, they killed him.
Yeah,
they put him down. Yeah, you guys
really?
Got
wait, why did they do that?
Yeah. Well, is it like the idea of once he gets the taste of blood, like he's always...
Yeah, they're like, that horse is coming for our children. And you're like, no, he's not.
No, that's terrible.
It's an evil horse.
Yeah. See, that's unfortunate then. Yeah. So, yeah.
Anywho,
that is unfortunate. Oof. But yeah,
well,
horse.
That was quite the follow-up to that question. So, yeah, we're going to...
I was just going to say, speaking of true love, let's slip on over to our PC Spotlight, which is our power couple of the week.
You know him. Morning host and widower with a penchant for tidiness.
You know him, hot musician uncle.
And you know him, befuddled comedian friend. We're talking
Danny Tanner,
Jesse Katsopoulos,
and Joey Gladstone.
Ooh, this power couple. Now, this is our first threesome.
This
we usually just
threesome.
Do.
Just two people.
Just
usually,
two people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But we felt that this power couple was so strong. Uh-huh. As
Well, they ran the house together, the three of them.
Yeah, they dominated did. Over the daughters.
they
raised children.
They refused
together.
To move out.
Yeah.
Even. Like, they lived there long past their welcome.
Oh, yeah. They kept, like, adding levels to the house or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, okay, so
three dominant men.
Three dominant men just taking control of all these young lasses.
That'd be funny if there's one episode of Full House where they all fight each other. Like, the Danny, Jesse, and Joey, like, get into a fight, like, physical fight against DJ Stephanie and Michelle and just beat the shit out of them.
Well, there was a power struggle. At one point, they had to challenge them.
Yeah.
They got to a certain age where they're like, you know what? This is our house.
Yeah.
You're grown men.
No, but
Jesse, you've
Arthur.
Got your own goddamn family. Move out of our house.
I wouldn't mind seeing a physical beating.
Yeah.
It probably happened.
Who would be the most fun character in Full House to watch get the shit beat
Kimmy.
Out?
Kimmy?
Kim.
Or Michelle.
Oh,
Michelle.
Sorry,
I think Michelle.
I'll say it.
I wouldn't mind seeing Michelle get slapped around.
If she was like, you got it, dude. And someone just punched her in the face.
Yeah.
Well, because you know who the saddest would be? The saddest character for me always, and I feel like his ghost was still haunting the house. Because when we were in San Francisco doing San Francisco Sketch Fest, we went to the house, to the Full House.
Uh-huh.
And
we drank outside of it.
Yeah, we were. Yeah,
it's in
that
park, right?
Yeah, there's
a
nice
there,
park right across the street you can sit in, and open container laws are just not a thing in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just out there drinking, and I swore I looked up into the attic and saw the ghost of Joey Gladstone, because I think he was he lived in the basement, but I think his ghost made
so
it.
So depressing.
He was the worst because he was like always on the cusp of. I mean, yeah, fine, he killed it on Star Search, and he had that terrible show that with the fucking puppet. But it was like he seemed like the one who never quite grew out of, because Jesse had his own family, his own career. The Rippers kind of took off. But he and Danny, of course, always, you know, but and then like the kids moved on and they've gotten into relationships. And it just always seemed like Joseph in the basement was the saddest son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's sort of a tragic figure.
He was. Yeah. He really was.
I know what you mean. I've seen every episode of that show about
so
five times, so I completely understand what you're saying.
I went through,
but I feel like Murph's obsessed with the show.
I'm kind of obsessed. The reason I'm obsessed, I went through a period where me and one of my childhood best friends, and we lived together, we watched this show. It was on Nick at Night, and it was on, like, they ran the entire run of it. It was like 5 a.m. And this was a period where I was smoking a lot of pot. So we were just hitting bongs and playing PlayStation until wee hours. And one night we caught like the very first episode of Full House.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, and so we're like, oh, it's 5 a.m. Like, let's watch this before we pass out. And then the next night, and they would play double. So it was the first episode and then the second. And then we go the next night, and we're like third and the fourth. I'm like, holy fuck. So then we just got into this. So over like the course of, because they play two a night every night, or
it
Monday through Friday.
It gave your life meaning.
So it gave our lives meaning. And we watched the entire run of the series very high until the last episode of the series, which is a two-parter, if you recall.
I do.
Michelle falls off the horse.
A horse, yeah.
But they left the cliffhanger.
Wait.
So we come back the next Monday, because this is like the last episode. We come back the next Monday, and they're playing the first episode again.
No!
So these sick fucks at Nick at Night played the entire run of the series and left the cliffhanger and started over. Now, I don't know if this was... They didn't have the rights to the.
I bet that was. That was an accident. I bet they were idiots and just were. They were like, yeah, you know, we played the last episode. Like, no, there was someone who just was asleep behind the wheel.
That's what. Well, see, we were high enough and paranoid enough that we thought that they knew we were watching, and they're like, let's toy. Like,
well,
who's up every night? And they're like, let's give them every piece except
that's the
this
funniest
fine.
Conspiracy theory I've
it's
ever.
It's pretty
heard.
Ridiculous.
That's
didn't
so
you write
funny.
Them a
I wrote them. I wrote Nick at Night.
You wrote Nick at Night.
And they got back to me kind of, and they said that there was another. They're like, oh, they danced around. It was a bureaucracy trying to get through to the people at Nick at Night to discuss. And then, of course, you hit the wall where you're like, eventually you realize what you're doing. You're like, why am I hounding this cable channel over the conclusion of the, even though I know how it ends. Like, I know Michelle doesn't. She gets her memory back. She
so you you had seen that final episode before?
I think I just – I feel like when it was the original TGIF run, I think I may have seen it or at least knew that like, oh, yeah, Michelle got amnesia and then she comes back to and then, you know, it's whatever.
She got amnesia?
She fell off a horse, hit her head, and forgot who everyone was.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're left with the cliffhanger of this two-part episode is, will she ever come back to us?
Yeah.
And then she does.
She does, yeah.
Does Comet bring her back? Who the hell brings her back?
Who's Comet?
Man, it's like the dog.
The dog.
I forgot about Comet.
Yeah.
Probably.
Let's see.
Probably
you know who I want to see get their ass kicked on the show is Comet. Forget Joe.
Yeah, Comet, right?
No, no.
I want to see
what
about, the dog.
Yeah. Wait, what about the horse she fell off of? You guys, we were just talking about evil horses.
Isn't
and
that
then,
crazy?
Lo and behold, Michelle loses her memory.
Yeah.
There was a scene that was cut from that episode where they do euthanize the horse.
Right, right.
I would most like to see DJ get... kicked yep. or kneed in the vagina.
Ooh, just a dirty shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her feathered bangs, like, quaking.
Yeah.
You know what kind of was sad? Was
especially on a day when she's, like, already, like, sad. Like, if the episode's about her having a hard time at school
bulimic
or something.
Or
like
whatever.
That would be a fun one to see her get kicked
Steve
right in the
vagina. Steve left her.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
For the Boeing crew.
Yeah.
Steve left her for Joey.
Oh.
Sucking off in the basement.
Steph...
Joey's a weird perv. I don't
care
what
he
says.
Sure he is.
Jesse was an uncle. Joey was a creeper.
He was just a friend. He was an old friend who just wouldn't let it go. Yeah, so that's okay. So we really dissected that power couple nicely. Yeah, and Danny. Well, the thing is, I feel like watching that show long enough, you start the eccentricities of all the characters become bizarre. Like, they outlive their welcome and these people age and grow. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing like Stephanie still being the kind of annoying younger sister and you're like, this, you're too old for this shit.
Yeah.
You see Danny still obsessing over cleanliness.
You have tits now. Stop being so annoying.
Yeah. Once you get tits, just grow up. You know?
All right.
All right.
They can all die in a fire.
Oh, the whole house.
Just kidding. All right. I'd really like, you've given some good love advice on the show so far, Arthur. Great insight. But we want to really see what you're like.
Of course.
When you're like, doing your thing.
Yeah.
Your sexy thing.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to slip on over to Virtual Sugar.
Now,
this is a real OkCupid profile and an improvised date.
Okay.
So we've taken what we know about you.
Mm-hmm.
We've dug around online and we found the perfect match for you on OkCupid. and this young lady's moniker.
Are you single?
I am single.
Single and straight.
Mm-hmm. Single and straight.
So we did all right. We nailed it. So the date is her moniker.
Although I'd be open to a guy.
To a guy?
I think, yeah. But I mean, primarily
sorry,
straight.
Sorry, we found
you
a lady.
That's okay. Whatever.
Her moniker is Big Cat MD.
Uh-huh.
And the location of this date is Shake Shack in Madison Square Park.
Uh-huh.
Now, Diana's going to play the date. I'll play any ancillary characters that float into the scene. So the date begins now.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Big Cat MD.
Oh, do you have a, or can you tell me your name?
Yeah, it's Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm actually a veterinarian for circus animals.
Oh, wow.
So that's the Big Cat MD. It's dumb, but I couldn't think of anything.
Oh, I thought it was Maryland. Oh. MD is actually the state abbreviation for Maryland.
Is it?
Yeah, and I have some family from there, so that was my first thought.
I didn't realize Maryland was a state.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think it was?
Like a province? Mm-hmm. Providence? Is that a state?
I think Providence is a city in Rhode Island.
Right. Okay. Yeah. See, I'm from California, so I don't know about all the
states.
Eastern seaboard.
I guess they don't teach you guys. Maybe they don't teach you some of the states
of it. I actually went to vet school from the time I was 4. So I could tell you, I could do open
heart. 4 years old?
I could do open heart surgery on that pigeon, but I couldn't tell you about, how many, Chinese people there are in Wyoming or whatever people learn in school.
Well, I must say you look very beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was nervous about wearing this huge cat skin, but I just lost Patsy last week, and I wanted to keep her with me.
No, it's nice. I've never seen anyone wear a cat skin before.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah. I've never seen anyone wear a Halloween shirt.
Yeah, it's my favorite holiday.
That's cool.
Yeah, because it's candy-based.
Is it a holiday?
I would consider it a holiday.
But only on leap year, right?
Yeah, once every 4 years it's a holiday.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, what's going on, man? Do you know if this is the line? Can you take a crab cakes at this spot? I know it's like a long line here. I'm visiting from Maryland.
Oh. Hey, MD.
MD. That's right. That's
did you see me online?
Did I see you online?
Did you say MD?
No, I'm from MD. I'm from Maryland.
Right.
You know, I'm outside of Maryland, and I want to see if New York can offer, everyone loves New York City, greatest place in the world, but can they do crab cakes?
Are you trying to cut us?
I've already stepped in front of you in the line. Yeah, you're like the ninth person I've asked this to. I'm just trying to work my way to the front.
You're a dick.
Well, to answer your question, I don't know if they have crab cakes
they
here.
They don't.
Yeah, I can't read the sign.
It's
but,
not called Crab Shack, you idiot.
Sarah, we just met this guy.
Wow.
So.
He's cutting us. In California, when you cut, you get cut.
What's California? Oh,
you just stabbed him?
So what? You weren't being a man. I had to step up.
I can't believe you have a giant butcher knife just tucked in your panties.
Don't worry about it.
Shaped like a cat's claw. Fuck my thigh. Oh, good thing I got these big old soccer thighs.
His soccer thighs are saving him.
All right, bro. I'm going to walk up ahead and see if I can get a crab cake.
That's incredible. You just stabbed a man and now he's...
I protected you.
You did.
This is fun. Like, if we went out again, you could teach me about states and I could, protect you.
Yeah, and I could, I don't know, I could just be there for you, you know?
What the fuck? No crab cakes? Fuck this place.
That guy's crazy.
Yeah, he deserved it.
I hope he doesn't bleed out.
No, me too. All
right, looks like we're next in line.
Oh, great.
You're paying, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, hi guys. What can I get you?
Let's see. She will have
the... Ooh, gentleman.
She will have a plain hamburger with no bun.
Just the patty?
Just the patty.
Just the beef patty.
And if you can cut it into...
Sections?
Yes, 4 quadrants.
4 quadrants.
Yes. I don't...
Well, I mean, we'll give you a knife. You could do that yourself.
Yeah, okay.
No, you know what? You look like a nice... I'll do it for you.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Sure. And for you?
For me, I will have a cheeseburger with pickles, ketchup, and mustard.
Mmm, yeah. A hearty meal.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be $16. Excuse me. That'll be
$16. $16. Okay. Let's see. Shit. Fuck. All I have is a $100 bill.
We can make change. We're a business.
That's terrific.
We're an outstanding establishment. Ooh, the marker's saying dark brown. This appears to be a counterfeit bill.
What the hell?
Sarah, listen.
No, I can't believe what you just ordered me either. I was trying to be polite. I'm going to have to eat 15 ketchup packets just to get enough sustenance to make it through the afternoon.
Ketchup packets are good.
You're a cheapskate asshole.
Fuck you.
Oh my God. First the bloody thighed guy looking for crab cakes and now this. Well, today's not my day, but can you please step aside? There's a huge line here. And take your business elsewhere.
All right, I should go.
What
was that? Don't try to stop me. I'm leaving.
I just Sorry, I just crapped in my pants a little.
Oh my God, this pigeon's dying. It looks like it's choking on something.
Step away from the pigeon, ma'am. You're stressing him out. Hold on, I need to make a small incision on his breastplate.
Oh my God, this is the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, Arthur, go grab me a cow heart from inside the Shake Shack. I'm gonna have to put it into this pigeon's body.
Okay, you got it.
Hey, can sir, I have sir, a cow you... heart?
Oh, thanks, you're back fast.
Sure, you just took the damn thing.
Alright, now I'm just gonna press on its chest. Come on, little guy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, that was a close one.
You're incredible. You're like the Adolf Hitler of veterinarians. You're so good.
Who's that again?
He was the Nazi leader of Germany who...
Is that East Coast again?
No, that's the Holocaust.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
No.
No second date, I feel, for that one.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
I think that crashed and burned. Yeah. There were some highlights, but the connection did not feel there at all.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I feel like I didn't do my best to connect.
Oh, no, I thought that was pretty fun.
It's one you'll talk about later. It's one of those dates that you'll probably discuss with your friends. But
yeah.
It doesn't warrant a second date. But then again, it's OkCupid. So how many second dates do you think really come out of OkCupid?
I don't know. I've never done that. Have you guys done that before?
I'm asked about.
Yeah, yeah, I went on a couple of dates. But it's like no matter how good or normal they seem, they're always big losers who are butt ugly in
really?
Person. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. They're on OkCupid. I just had the worst experiences.
It's got to be true, right? I mean, it's just like...
I think yeah. something... Yeah, so, sometimes it gets to the point where it's...
One
it
guy's
is a,
eyes were so close together, it looked like he had one eye.
Yeah. Well, the Cyclops on OkCupid is a difficult
I just
surprise.
Think they should have their own site.
Cyclops?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a fetish site. I think you can get there. Oh, my. Well, I'll tell you, Cyclops make me sad.
I feel sad now,
yeah,
too.
Me too.
I'm also sad when we have to say goodbye.
This is it? This is the whole thing?
This is the whole fucking thing.
That's incredible. You guys actually do a relatively short podcast. That's amazing.
Yeah, we try to keep it tight around here.
I feel like all podcasts are like an hour
they
and 45
forever.
Minutes.
This is the commuter podcast. This is the one you put on the train and you're finished by the time you get off the
train.
Yeah,
40 minutes or so. Yeah. What
yeah.
was this?
You're chuckling
was this
all the way
about
to
40,
the office.
Minutes? Yeah. Mm.
Goodbye, Arturo.
Goodbye, Diana. Goodbye, Murph.
Can
goodbye.
We tell? You, can we talk? Call you that?
You can call me anything.
Arturo yeah. is.
I like, love Arturo.
He is such a charming, fancy gentleman.
No,
so guys,
I think you guys are great. I kind of have a crush on both of you. Actually,
get out of here.
Oh, that's yes. really nice.
Well, I'm glad we finally had this threesome workout.
Yeah, me too.
So check out Arthur's work on the Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. It's Monday through
Friday.
Through Friday.
Yep.
I was going to go with the other schedule, the Monday through Thursday.
His
like
one-man sketch comedy show is running at the UCB Theater here in New York.
Please check
The next one
that
is
out.
Thursday, August 22nd, 9:30. That's this Thursday, you guys.
That's this Thursday.
Come
go,
see it.
See him.
See
and
show.
Also, please, he tweets. He tweets funny jokes. He tweets funny thoughts. At Arthur Meyer 13. What's the significance of the 13th?
I don't know. It's my favorite number. I was born on the 13th, so maybe that. Yeah.
That's it.
It was just my screen name, my AOL screen
oh,
name.
The AOL.
It's not your 13-inch yeah. dick.
It's not. No, I don't have a 13-inch dick.
12 and a half.
Yeah, 12 and a half.
On a good day. Yeah. Tweet at us at Menage Radio. Thank you, Taylor Moore, our lovely producer.
Taylor Moore
Thank
kills
you,
it.
Taylor.
He does not pay for porn.
No, he refuses. He's a smart man. And also, please, menageatois.radio@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions. We'll do whatever you want. Check us out on the web, menageatoisradio.com.
Be careful when you're fucking a horse cock.
Don't get killed by the horse.
Sensual jams provided by French Horn Rebellion. Hear more at FrenchHornRebellion.com. Ooh.